Urban legends are found everywhere. They're like bumps in the road, or in this case, a bump in the road.
There once lived a family of an older brother, a middle sister, and a younger sister. They lived in a two-story house in Hanford, California. They owned a very expensive bird. It was a macaw. It was worth $5,000. One day, the family decided to buy some brand new carpet. The oldest brother said,
"I think we should get green carpet. Green carpet rules."
The middle sister had her own opinion, and she said,
"Well, I like green, but I don't think a green carpet would work. What about midnight blue?"
And the youngest sister argued with the other two.
"Well, I think beige carpet's better, so whatever."
They argued for about an hour.
"No, I think green's better.
Beige.
Green.
Midnight blue.
Beige. No, green.
Hey. Midnight blue.
Green. I'm oldest, I say green."
"Whatever,
well,
it doesn't matter.
I say beige."
"Yeah, well, beige is dead looking."
And so, after arguing, the two girls decided to go down to the mall and work off their stress. While the older brother stayed home, and he called the carpet place to get some carpet.
"Hi, is this Barn Brothers?"
"Yep."
"I need a carpet."
"Carpet? What? Okay.
Are you guys busy right now?"
"Hey, Jeeves! Beavis! Are we busy?"
"We're free."
"We're not busy?" "Okay."
No. "Okay."
And so the young man told them their address.
572 Grangeville. 572 Grangeville.
Okay. 572.
Very good.
We got the right.
Grangeville.
Okay.
I know where that is.
Okay. And how much will it be?
Let me check out the price. Oh, what's that number? $1.75 a square foot.
Okay, well, get over here as fast as you can.
The oldest brother thought that was a wonderful deal, and so he took the offer. 4 hours later, after the carpet brothers had gotten lost, they had finally showed up.
"It took you guys long enough."
"Well, we couldn't find the place."
"I thought you said you knew where it was."
"I used to."
"Okay, well, come on in. We want this all green, and we want the tile green. And watch out. See the
tile?
See the bird? Bird green."
"Green bird."
"Carpet.
Green bird.
Carpet green.
Carpet green." "Oh, like that."
"Yes." "Yeah." "And do you guys do tile?"
"I hope tile, you do. Tile. Do we do tile? Hold this. Hold this piece of tile.
All Wait. Right.
Tile!
Okay.
We got tile.
We want the bathrooms and kitchen in green tile. Make sure you get everything and don't touch the bird."
"Don't touch the bird. Bird.
Okay.
Gotcha. Okay.
So the young man left the house to buy some CDs and some other things he wanted to buy. The carpet people began to lay out the carpet, and they sang a happy song as they rolled it out.
"Rolling, rolling, rolling, keep the carpet rolling, 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 stop!"
After rolling out the carpet and hammering down the carpet, one of the carpet people decided to go outside and take a break.
"I'm tired, I'm gonna take a break."
"All right, we'll finish up here, right?"
"Yup." "You sure will."
The other two carpet men were staying inside. He was kind of interested in the bird, and he looked at it, and he looked at it.
"That bird pretty."
"Pretty birdy."
And that bird began to get annoying. It kept on tweeting and tweeting and tweeting, and the carpet guy couldn't take it anymore.
"Shut up, bird. Shut up, bird. Shut up, bird.
I'll fix that bird. Get over here. What? Whoa. Get that bird fly."
Yeah.
So we opened the cage and the bird flew out. In fact, it flew everywhere. And the men continued to roll the carpet. And the guy came in from his break and rolled some more carpet. A few hours had passed, and the two girls came back along with the young man. And they said,
"The carpet's beautiful, thanks."
Oh my gosh.
What did you do to our house?
It's green.
It's too much green.
No, it's not good.
It's ugly.
No, it's not.
Where? Yes, it is.
The bird?
Hey, where's the bird?
What'd
you do to Tweety?
Tweety!
What happened to our bird? That bird was really expensive. You better not have let him out.
Tweety, please
come back, Tweety.
Oh, God.
I forgot to tell you. Here you smoke. I have it in my back pocket.
Thanks, Beavis.
You're welcome.
Hey. If those are your cigarettes, then what was that bump in the rug?
Tweety!
Tweety!
Oh, God!
Tweety!